Enrollment is open for Thomas's upcoming six-session live online course, Navigating the Levels of Trauma Healing. Explore how to work with the impacts of collective crises and challenges, and learn tools to manage anxiety, overwhelm, and nervous system dysregulation during times of accelerated change and disruption. In this all-new curriculum, Thomas and expert guest speakers will engage in ecosystemic practices to collectively explore our resilience, agency, and capacity to stay present and find deeper meaning. Click the link in our show notes to learn more and enroll, or go to www.navigatingthelevelsoftrauma.com.
Healing is the onboarding of the past and the integrating of the past into now. And the mystical understanding of future is not a later point in time, but it's a higher capacity that is potentially available.
Welcome to Point of Relation with Thomas Hubel, a podcast that illuminates the path to collective healing at the intersection of science and mysticism. In his conversations with visionaries, innovators, artists, and healers, Thomas invites guests into a relational experience that allows inspiration and innovation to emerge. This is the Point of Relation. This special bonus episode features a guided meditation from Thomas. We invite you to find a calm, safe space to practice.
I want to speak a little bit about the mystical understanding of inspiration. So when we go through our life, often we're kind of connected to past experiences that are circling every time in what we call a pattern, or fears or shame or experiences that come back again and again, or dialogues that we have again and again. So that's our identification with the past. Then there are moments when we feel much more present and much more connected to what is, to the real process that's happening right now, and that is not overshadowed by the past. Healing is the onboarding of the past and the integrating of the past into now. And the mystical understanding of future is not a later point in time, but it's a higher capacity that is potentially available. And in that moment, it also manifests through me or you or anybody and becomes part of this world. So from it's just being an energetic potentiality, it becomes manifest. It gets manifested through us. So suddenly you have an insight, and that insight excites me. Wow. And then I feel emotional excitement. I develop a mental understanding of that insight. And then maybe it becomes a project that I want to manifest, and I put work into that project, and it becomes something. It becomes something in the physical world. So it's in a way the downloading of future into the existing world. All the innovation in our world, well, in whichever field, is like a downloading of energy that is light, that codes itself into thinking, into emotion, into physical matter. And like this, it becomes part of our physical reality. So today we wanna look at how the spiritual practice can help us to open our inner sensing to that future potential, which is all the time with everybody. We just need to learn how to use it, or how to connect to it. And then it unfolds its effects more and more often as what we call inspiration in our life. And then it's a natural updating mechanism of the way we live or what we do in the world and how we express ourselves gets updated. And if many people are inspired, so we update our society, we update the ways we live. In the mystical practice, it's seen as like as if above our head there is the reception or the receiving of potential light through embodied light. Embodied light is my capacity to sense through my body. Potential light is energy that I can sense only as energy. And through a refined sensing, I go to the edge of the manifest world. And I harvest a few drops of light that I bring back into the manifest world. If I'm too stressed and if I'm all over in my mind or if I'm too identified with my mind, there's no way I can sense because I'm completely in my mental experience. That's why first I need like grounding, and we can do it right now. We can say, okay, I take again some breaths, slow down my exhalations, ground myself in the body. Feel the sensations of my body. Take a look at and feel into what's my current stress level. Feel the physical dimension of stress. Soften. Feel it, relax into it. Onboard the stress. Let it slowly relax. And as I'm more connected to my body, I can bring my attention first just to the top of my head, which is still part of my body, of course. And I sense the top of my head. And I can look, as we did it yesterday, I can also look and allow an inner image of the top of my head. I feel, I see, I listen. Then I elevate my feeling, sensing, listening, seeing, like a meter above my head, and I keep feeling. I explore the space above my head so that my being doesn't end with the top of my head, it goes way beyond. I'm tuning in with the potentiality, with the subtle whisper of the future. So when I tune in with it, I need to listen finer. I need to have a certain calmness inside. I listen to more subtle ways of communicating. You can feel if above your head there are certain tangible or audible or visual sense of energy. And I open myself consciously to higher insight. if there is an update for me, if there's anything more to include in my perspective, then I'm here, I'm available, and I'm listening. And sensing. I see if I can let the focus of my attention stay for a few more moments. Allow an inner image to arise, get a felt sense. Maybe I hear even a sound above my head. And after that, you let your attention come back into the heart. The heart is the central computer, is the integration of basically our higher future with our current life. And I listen a little bit to the heart space again. There's any information that arises. And then I take a couple of deeper breaths. You can take a couple of deeper breaths and slowly open your eyes again. And that, of course, is also like that's the beginning of an opening practice. But if I practice that over and over again, maybe at the beginning it's even a bit abstract. What is above my head and what can I feel there? But if I invest some more time and I do it multiple times, so then I'll start getting a sense that like that there is a constant downward streaming possible of information, energy, which is information in movement. Different levels of energy have different speed of movement, and that we can learn to connect to a higher potential. That's the part of us that is not yet manifest. That's the part of us that potentiality that wants to enrich our life. That's the spark of evolution that every one of us carries inside. That is our contribution to the world that we bring through our lifetime into the world through creativity and insight. And that's a great practice to get that part of us online as well.
Thanks for listening to Point of Relation with Thomas Hubel. Stay connected and get updates about new episodes by visiting our website, pointofrelationpodcast.com, and by subscribing to the Thomas Hubel YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share about us with your community on social media. Thank you. We appreciate your support.